Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 741¾ unchanged, now up a quarter. July, 747¼, down a half. May wheat in Chicago, 709¾, up 6¼. July, 713, up 5¼. May corn, 661½, down 1¾. July, 640, down 3/4. December, 545, up 4¼. May soybeans, 1407¾, down 3¾. July, 1369½, down 5¾. November, 1211, down 7½. May soybean meal, 403.40, up 2.10. May soybean oil, 48.70, down 28. April live cattle, 125.52½, up 15. April feeders, 136.25, down 70. May lean hogs are 86.87½. They're up 7½.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Are we seeing some light bear spreading in this corn pit today?
No, I don't think it's bear spreading. I think what it is unwinding of the bull spreads at the moment, and I think the pressure is coming because of the outside markets. What's concerning to me is when I follow the German Dow, the equivalent of the German Dow, and that is down 159 today, and their Dow is only 7,521 versus ours at 1,406 almost. And so I think what we're seeing is we're seeing concerns about the economic situation, and this is, we've got crude down $1.50, but I think crude was pressured by what went on in gold the other day, and gold itself seems to have just stabilized. It's down just a little bit today, but it's definitely pressuring us all the way around. Ethanol report wasn't terrible. It didn't show as big a production, but it did show a drop in the stock, so I think we're just seeing a little bit of profit taking and some movement going on in the market on the corn side of things.
Well, the ethanol margins have been pretty good of late.
Well, they have. There's no question about that. And I think they'll continue to remain good. But, in light of the stuff that went on in Boston, it makes everybody nervous. I follow that volatility index. And that thing jumped 44% just from the 12th to the 13th on the China data and on gold falling. And it's falling back today. It's dropped back about 9%. The higher it goes, the more nervous the investors are. And I think that, that's just what we're seeing. We're seeing some money movement going on. It's a nervous world at the moment. And when you have crude in London below 100, that doesn't bode well for what the investors are thinking for long term. But I think 100 is going to come back pretty quickly in London. I think that is the threshold for OPEC. And OPEC will probably come out and start doing some defending of it. But until that happens, we're going to see pressure, no question about it.
So it's really an outside week pressuring our grain prices in the United States more than the fundamentals involved.
Well, no, I think it's a combination of both, and that's the next place I really wanted to go to. When you look at the bean market, we see beans down today, and I think that that's a reflection of weather and the idea that we're going to continue to be slow from a planting pace. When you look at rain over the next week and then the rest of this week, and then they're saying for the next 2 weeks potential rain, freezing temperatures in the hard red winter wheat areas, it certainly doesn't say we're going to just get on the field anytime soon. And so when it comes to the bean market, what does that imply? It implies more bean acres. There's just no question about it. And so you know, and we weren't too far off. We've got 1425, you know, is the 100th day. The 1450 is a 200th day in May. Well, we made it to 1417 overnight, you know. So this has been a great recovery from 1354. I think that being down 4 cents or 4.5 cents really isn't a huge move, but certainly should be somewhat expected.
There is some thought that China is going to have to go to some place other than South America in the next few weeks for additional cargoes of soybeans. The demand question in China regarding bird flu and all those hogs dumped in the river notwithstanding, the question is there any more really soybeans to get out of the U.S., or are they going to have to look at places like, you know, maybe canola out of Canada, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, there's still some beans. For all appearances' sake, it seems like there's still some beans out there for us. you know, you had to wonder about the whole situation when we looked at the USDA report last week and the USDA's unwillingness to raise the export number any further, I think, was a signal saying maybe the ending stocks are tighter than what we're really telling you, and therefore we don't want to encourage this market necessarily with more exports. But at the same time, I think that what we'll start to see probably is optional origin, and just like we've seen in corn. You know, they'll come in and they may buy from the U.S., but it's going to be optional origin. I think when you look at the big picture, all of the talk about the huge bean crop in South America is justified. But the reality is, you know, when you're sitting there and you have ships that are sitting, you know, 50, 60, 70, and maybe even as much as 100 days out before they can get in to get filled, that's at $6,600 a day. And at 2 million, you know, on a ship, if they're just taking beans, if you're waiting 100 days, you're adding 66 cents a bushel, well, you're adding 33 cents a bushel. And so the question is going to come down to how long can they tolerate those kinds of weights, and are they willing to add the, you know, what price really pushes them back to us anyway? And so I think we'll see some more. It'll come down the pike, but it's going to get tougher for the farmer for the commercial. You know, he's either going to have to continue to really increase his basis level, or they're going to have to come in here and buy the board.
The other part of that conundrum down in South America is that Brazil has a pretty doggone good corn crop coming on, and that's got to go somewhere too.
That's the biggest problem they have. In talking with Dr. Cornier, one of the things that is very obvious, and we even knew that from going down there, although it's been 7 years now since we were down, they just don't have storage facilities. You know, they have weather that does not work well. And my understanding with the bean crop already is that they're piling at any place they can pile it because they just don't have the trucks. Now you add to that conundrum by adding more corn, you know, and now you have corn and beans trying to come to port at the same time. And the reality hasn't changed at Paranaguá, at least not in talking with Dr. Cornier. They can only load out one kind of product at a time. So if they're bringing in beans, they're not loading out corn. And so, you know, that's where people keep saying, oh, this big corn crop is going to be so competitive with us. You got to be able to get it here and get it out of there first. And that's not likely. And they still don't have covered storage. I was shocked. They are cover loadout. When we were down there, those loadouts were probably about 15 feet off the ground, and they actually had men standing up on top of them sweeping the grain onto the moving belts in the extreme heat. But the minute it rains, everything shuts down. Okay. And so, you know, it's really a mess down there in so many ways due to infrastructure problems. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Jackie Bye-bye. Vakes of Stuart Peters Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat in Kansas City, 744 up 2.25. May wheat at Chicago, 710.5 up 7. May corn, 661.5 up to down 1.75. December, 544.75 up 4. May beans, 1407.25 down 4.25. November at 1210.5 down 8. May soybean meal, 403.50 up 2.20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.